bless the name of the Lord today, for he is alive and well and on the throne. We thank you, Father. We praise you and bless you this morning. Thank you for your wonderful, glorious, powerful Spirit that was moving on the face of the waters, and you spoke and said, light be, and light was. Hallelujah. And then 4 days later, you created the sun, the moon, the stars. We're so grateful to you. And it was all good because you're a good God. We thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'll tell you what, greet two or three people before you sit down and say, thank God the healer's here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healer's in the house today. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, it's a good thing. Now, open your Bibles to 3 John. Now, the reason that the Lord has directed me to touch on these things is a couple of things. It has to do with what you do all the time, what you think all the time, and there are times that I was just thinking about one hotel we were in one morning, walked past, and this young woman had her cart out there, you know, she's cleaning, and I walked past her, and the Lord said, give her $200. Well, thank God you have $200. Yes. And so when I'm preaching so forth, I don't carry it with me, but David does. I turned around and went back over there. And I said, now, the Lord spoke to me when I walked past you and said for me to give you $200. She said, oh, the Savior knew. The Savior knew. That's a lifestyle. But you need to be listening all the time. Now, today is my receiving day. Today it's one day closer to the resurrection. Amen. It's one day closer to my birthday and one day closer to Christmas. Amen. And my next birthday is a milestone for me because Brother Hagin departed this planet at 86 and I will be 86 years old next year. And I'm not thinking about leaving. I don't have time to die. I've got too much to do. Praise God. Well, but now you have to realize this about Brother Hagin. He was born so premature that they had to induce labor to save his mother's life. And so when he was born, of course, this is in McKinney, Texas in 1917. And so anyway, they didn't think he'd live at all. And Mark 11, 23 and 24, he was paralyzed from the waist down 17 months. Now get this, the doctor told him, we would have to change your heart, your lungs, and all your plumbing, all of it. You were born so premature. You have to die. And he was going the same route they said he would. That he just stayed with Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Finally, one morning, the word of the Lord came to his heart. He said, well, you believe you're well now. Yes, I do. Well, men ought to be up this time of day. And so he kicked his legs were like clubs. And he just kicked his feet out, and he said they just hit the floor, and he hung around the bedpost. And he said, I want to declare to Almighty God, I want to declare to all the angels in this room and all the devils of hell, I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And he said feeling started coming back into his legs. And he said it hurt so bad, it hurt good when those nerves started coming alive. And he stood up. He only weighed 89 pounds. And he stood up completely healed. And he began preaching that day. Well, he started preaching when he's 17 years old. I'm way behind him, you understand? By the time he went on to 86, dear Lord, I've got to take me a long time to catch up all the years that he preached. Amen. So he had to stay focused that whole time. Some of the doctors said, son, don't you read anything? Don't you read, Western novels? He said, no, I don't have time. He said, my life is in this book. Amen. So my point is, that's what he thought about all the time. Now, I've read other books down this line. What you think about all the time, you will eventually become. I'm talking about, you know, when you just sit down to do something, that comes to your mind. And the things you do every morning. Makes a lot of difference. So, let's turn in our Bibles, I talked about it last night, to 3 John 2. Now notice out the word wish is number 2. The Greek word here is pray. Beloved, I pray above all things. Above all things. Now listen, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your mind, your will, and your emotions prosper. Do you have a prosperous mind? You can have a prosperous mind and prosper in the soulish whole of your mind, will, and emotions, and not have much, but it'll get you there. I wonder, when you open your cabinet, 75 or 80 used margarine bowls fall out that you will never use. Huh? And you go stay in a hotel like some of you are here now. And, I mean, you paid for that room. So those little soap bars are yours. Did you really enjoy using that while you were in that hotel? I mean, then they squirt out of your hand. But never mind. You have a shoebox full of them that you will never use. And they're not worth giving anybody. Do you have a whole drawer of twisties that came off of the bread loaf? And your toothpaste, do you suck the last... And you and your spouse fuss about it. One of you pinches the tube at the bottom and the other one in the middle. Get two tubes. I'm telling you. And you got stuff you'll never, ever, 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 ever use. And got sweaters that just hang around. Every so often, I call my closet. I start pulling things out. I haven't used this in a while. Somebody else can use it. I have a prosperous soul. My job on this earth is to prosper people. So is yours. I walked into a men's room, and this guy was pulling the towels out of the... He could have washed his hand 15 times. Just pulled them out. Somebody has to pay for those towels. You don't need that many. We prosper people. Somebody has to come in there and clean up. So you use what it takes to dry your hands, and then what you have left, wipe the water off of the basin. Use as few towels as it takes and clean up after yourself. And in learning all of this over the years, I put my socks in the dirty clothes. Don't put them in there wrong side out. Somebody has to do that. And when we stay in a hotel room, I don't walk off and leave all the towels and stuff in the floor. That's one room. How many she's going to have to clean, I don't know. There's no reason for her to have to bend over every time she walks in my room. Put them up on the top of the counter, where she has to work as little as possible. Amen. That it's just prospering people. And just leave a trail of prosperity behind you. That is having a prosperous soul. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, if you will. Look at verse 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service or men as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now, isn't that what we're talking about here? With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he's bond or free. Now, when you have a prosperous mind and you begin to prosper other people, and you walk up, we just came in last night after service and walked up there, and there's a young man there at the car valet thing. And I just walked up to him and I said, "Hey, brother." He looked at me like, "What do you want?" He really did. He's a man of color, me calling him brother. And I noticed he wasn't smiling all that much. I caught him by the hand. I said, "I just want to know if the Lord's doing you good." "Oh, yeah," he said, "he's doing me good, man." And I got a smile out of him before. He was working hard. He was working that time of night out there and driving those cars around and all, people and nobody paying any attention to him. "Yeah, he's doing me good." Just take prosperity everywhere you go. It'll keep you well. It'll keep you with a merry heart. And that does good like a medicine. Amen? And then people will begin to prosper you. That's just the way it is. It works. Jesus said it this way: do unto others what you would have them do unto you. That's a spiritual law, and it works. You mumbly grumbly to other people, they mumbly grumbly to you. "Well, I don't feel good." That's maybe the reason why you don't feel all that good. So it causes you to perk up and put a spring in your step, because you're bringing prosperity everywhere you go. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thinking about a time that what we call the Glory Riders, and Jerry and Carolyn and Dennis and Vicki Burke, Jesse and Kathy on our motorcycles, Gloria and me, and Happy and Jeannie Caldwell. We were in Branson, Missouri, and we went into a video store there, And we were looking for just funny stuff to, you know, or just what it just. And we just walked in there. And this little boy about that tall. Are you the ones on TV? Yes. And he walked up right in front of me. And Jerry was right there. He said, would you pray for my mother? She has cancer. And we said, well, yeah, we'll pray. Let's catch him. No, he said, she's in the car. Would you come? And we did. We just all went out there and ganged around his mother. Now, what happens is when you live that kind of lifestyle, there's an air about you. Yes. We were up riding from Estes Park, Colorado, and we went into a restaurant. And all of us, they had to put, you know, a larger table together. And the waitress came over there, and she didn't like that. She's jamming those tables all up and all that. And so she came out there, and what do y'all want to drink? And we told her nice tea and then she, could we have some water? So she went back and got some water. And I said, hey, we're going to have to pray for her. Instead of, boy, she's not getting any tip out of me today. People don't just act that way for no reason. We need to pray for her. And she started back over there. So I just pulled a chair about here. I said, sit down here, baby. And so all of us gathered around and we just began to pray, oh, Lord, whatever's wrong here, whatever's hurting her heart. Oh, my sister, she don't know what she did to me. We laid hands on her, prayed for her, made sure that she knew Jesus. She completely, totally changed. What else can I get for you? She said, my sister just left me holding a bag over a wedding, and I you just don't know how she talked to me and how she treated me. I said, well, hey, wait a minute, it's over. Forgive her. It's just momentary. Okay. Oh, she brought the food out. Oh, she's so happy. And she followed us. And we're in our leathers now, all of this. She followed us all the way out the door. And y'all have a good ride. Now, that healed us. It's a lifestyle. Prospering people all the time. And you don't go in there and leave a gospel tract and a dollar tip. There better be some cold, hard cash with that track enough to make them go, oh, yes. Really? This is for me? Amen. And we've seen it. And the Applebee's there in Fort Worth that Gloria likes to go to all the time. We have an Applebee's ministry. Jerry does too. Jesse does too. I mean, we've bought cars and people just wound up without any car. And one young man got where he wasn't feeling all that good. And he just seemed like it was bad. And I gave him Gloria's book on God's will for you. And I said, now read this. And he said, and I made sure he's born again. Oh, yeah, he said, brother, I love the Lord God with all my heart. And so we prayed for him. He just wasn't feeling all that good. And I laid hands on him. And he just suddenly died with cancer and left a little daughter over whom he had custody. We had established a relationship with that family, and our ministry paid for the funeral, paid off his truck, so that grandmother raising that girl would not have any more expenses. And she wept, and she wept, and she wept, and she wept. Prospering people. And any good thing you do, the Lord will do the same for you.
The job that I do, I can occasionally lift heavier things. And so I just thought that I probably just pulled something, a little bit of muscle or whatever. Talking to my son out in Colorado a couple weeks ago, and he asked me what I was feeling, and I told him, and he said, "It sounds like you tore your rotator cuff." And I said, "Nah, I think I just pulled a muscle." So, of course, I Googled the symptoms, and I had almost every one of them for a torn rotator cuff. So we just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and it would get better occasionally, and then it would kind of come back. And just doing this would hurt here and here. Well, tonight, or today, I'm like, I'm done with this. I know God is my healer. Jesus went to the cross and he bore stripes for my healing. I am healed. So I'm standing back there and I'm moving my arm and moving my arm and moving my arm. And it feels like it's getting better, but it was still painful. So I didn't want to come up without a complete healing testimony. And then the gentleman that came up here with the bad knees, he said God told him to come up and get the healing finished. And I'm like, okay. So I ran up, and just standing up here, it got so much better. I couldn't do that before without falling on the floor. God is so good.
No pain.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Couldn't do that when I walked up here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You are healed. A mini-book, also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and he will heal everyone who comes to him in faith. Because of your position in God, as his child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
My name is Bobby Maupin. I live in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. I had a lot of attacks, specifically in my joints of late, my elbows, my back, and my knees. And I had a really severe, I don't know how you describe it exactly, just a severe hurt, pain in my elbow. I just couldn't do anything without moving my elbow without pain. And obviously, you see now that I'm moving my elbow quite a bit without pain. So, and also my knee. I haven't had knee problems really in my life until not too long ago. One day I ran and I just overextended my knee, did something to my knee, and it's for several, I guess several months now, it's been hurting pretty bad. And I can't squat and get back up. I had to pull up, whatnot. But anyway, so I just received that today. He just said, start moving things, you know, just start moving, doing things you couldn't ordinarily do. And so I started moving my elbow. And at first it hurt. And I thought, well, great. You know, it's not working. But I said, you know, I know I'm healed. And so I just kept moving my arms and raising them up and moving them up. And then I thought, well, what about my knee? Mm-hmm. You know, I was sitting there at that point and, well, I'll stand up. And so I stood up and still, you know, I didn't know if at that point I wanted to squat or what. And actually the Lord said, well, here's the deal. It doesn't make any difference how it feels. Mm-hmm. What matters is that you step forward and receive what I've provided for you. And you just need to come up and accept it and confess it is done.
Well, here's the deal. My knee, I could get down, but I couldn't get back up without a lot of pain. I'm not, well, let's just try it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Praise God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This week, Brother Copeland is teaching us the biblical keys to living a long and healthy life. Everybody should be interested in that. We have the promises of Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 to be healed and made whole. And did you know that your lifestyle of divine health and prosperity also impacts those around you? It's a witness of God's love, a witness of God's goodness and God's faithfulness. Jesus is our Lord. He's our healer and our great physician. And everywhere we go and whatever we do, we bring His prosperity and we are mindful to also be a blessing. Like Brother Copeland said, leave a trail of prosperity behind you. I like that. This week, we have a gift for you called Healing is Yours Package. It's the Healing Scripture CD and a book by Brother Copeland. It goes right along with what we're learning this week. We have a healing covenant with God. When we know what belongs to us in Christ, we can receive His promises to be healed and to stay well. Use these resources and reinforce the victories that Jesus gave you. To receive your free healing package, go to kcm.org. And if you need prayer for healing, we have a prayer line that you can call, and our prayer ministers are licensed, trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. Write down those healing scriptures and confess them over yourself. It will change your life. Until next time, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.